The reason she's here today, she sent me a screenshot of a letter that she received on the 19th of January from a doctor. You can't read his writing, and he didn't put his return address on any of this, but it's a doctor, looks like Jerry R., and it starts with a O or a Q, Quail maybe? Anyway, doesn't matter. He didn't want his identity known, obviously. But he said, Immigrant Development Center, who he addressed this letter to, Executive Director Fawzia Addy, who she is, and then he puts DEI Hire. And then he says, Dear DEI Hire, Fawzia Addy, and he goes on to say what he's going to say. I'll read it in a minute, but let me first have you address, are you a DEI Hire? Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, is that why you got this job?
No, I'm a very creative woman, entrepreneur. I started working towards the Immigrant Development Center in 2003, and I am not a DEI hire. I'm the founder and the executive director of the Immigrant Development Center.
All right, so he's wrong the first time. Let's see how many other times he's wrong here, okay? It is time to get your whistleblowers to report. Oh, I'm sorry. It is time to get our whistleblowers, meaning him, I guess, and others, to report on all of your illegal alien friends. All of them with exclamation point. Again, I want to ask, does the Immigrant Development Center help illegal aliens?
No. You know, if you look at the history of Fargo-Moorhead, also, we have legal refugees who are settled around here. We barely have illegal immigrants around this area, and if they are, they are in hiding.
You don't know any. You don't try to get any of them employed. You don't. That is not your. That's not who you're trying to help.
No, legally, we are not supposed to hire anybody who don't have paperwork and don't have a green card or citizenship.
Right. And in your case, you came from Somalia.
Yes, originally.
And when you grew up in Somalia, there's no right-thinking human being that would think that's a good place to be as a child or an adult, given what happens in Somalia, right?
Yeah, in the condition that we are in. Before the war, though, Somalia was a very beautiful place to be. It used to have free schooling, free health. We had, you know, a very small African country which had a better economy than most of the Africans.
What happened after the war? Why, for instance, in Minnesota, is 70% of the fraud committed by Somalians that are here legally many times? I mean, they're either refugees or they're American citizens that were born here, but they've committed 70% of the fraud down in Minnesota. Did that happen after the war? How did they get to be a criminal element? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, those numbers are 50 to 70 people. Out of, you know, when we were coming to America, they used to bring us in a full airplane coming from Africa to New York. We used to get processed there and then sent to different states. And so with the fraud idea, it's because they have not been checked. That's what I have been arguing about.
Got it. And you were very vocal last time you were on to say, we denounce that. Yeah. We aren't for fraud. My gosh. And by the way, everything we do is audited and, you know, is the oversight's extreme and proper and due because there's taxpayer dollars that come to you or grants and people audit them, right, to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do with the money.
Right.
Yeah. Which, by the way, didn't happen in Minneapolis by design. By design. Now, people took advantage of that, and as you say, 50 to 70 Somalians were in a leadership role of all this grift and committed crimes. Anyway, let's go next on the letter. Mm-hmm. So he was wrong on the first paragraph. Second one says they, meaning illegal alien friends of yours who aren't your friends, as you say, you don't even know any of them, can self-deport now, or we will deport them once and for all. I assume you don't disagree. Like, if they're an illegal alien, especially an illegal alien that's in crime, they're subject to deporting, right?
Right.
So I don't know why he's telling you that. That's just the law. Then he says, you, being the DEI hire, is responsible to organize the known illegal aliens to deport themselves. So now you don't work with illegal alien immigrants, but according to him, you're supposed to be the one that actually tells them to deport themselves. How do you do that if you don't know them?
That's a good question.
So he's wrong again. Every paragraph, there's something I can punch holes in here. He says, your actions, Dr. J. something or another, says to my friend Fauzia Addy, founder of the Immigrant Development Center. He says, your actions are being watched. Does that scare you? You actually said last time you were on the show, I want to be watched. I want oversight.
Exactly.
I want to comply.
Yes.
I want to follow the law.
Yes.
So I don't know who he means is watching you. And he did say your actions, not you personally, but, you know, we'd never want this to cross into some kind of threat. I don't know how he's going to finish here, but your actions are being watched. You can either cooperate or you fan. I'm sorry. You either can cooperate or you can harbor the law-breaking illegal aliens that you know.
Wow.
Harboring criminals is a crime. It's your choice. Are you professional enough to deport criminals? Sincerely, Dr. Jerry, starts with an O, middle initial R. We'll find out who this person is. Somebody will know that signature. It's clearly a doctor because you can't read it. But if he meant to be known to you, he would have put a return label on the
envelope. Exactly. I will respond back to him.
Of course you would.
I will send him my financial report. I will send him my editing. I will send him the work I've done, and I will sit down with him. I have coffee with him.
He has one more idea here. He says, P.S., it's also time to review all welfare fraud and Medicaid fraud. We are just beginning. Do you disagree with that? Who could disagree with reviewing welfare fraud or Medicaid fraud? We all do, don't we? We want the laws followed.
Yes, we want to make sure taxpayers' money have been watched. And, you know, it goes back to there is staff that their work is just to do that.
Why does this make you think, why am I doing what I'm doing? Does this scare you? What did you feel like when you read it?
Well, it doesn't scare me. I believe in America. We are in the land of, laws and, it's a land of opportunity, the land of security, the land of laws and regulation. I am in a good hand. That's why I send this to the police chief right away.
I know why you have a necklace with a cross on it, though. I'll tell you that, because that can't be fun. And you do have to rely on your faith to get you through something like that, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're a treasure in this community. We love you.
Thank you.
I was pained to see that you got this letter. And I think we need to be very careful to not conflate people who followed the rules.
Right.
Who simply came here as either a refugee. And by the way, there are many refugees here that were here because previous administrations just used that as another way to say, come here and don't get vetted. That didn't happen in Somalia when you came, which was what year?
Yeah, I came 1997. We got vetted very well.